Well, springtime has rolled around, and that means if it's springtime rolling around, it must be time for another session of the Taconic Learning Center. And with us once again to describe what's coming up with this session, the spring session semester of the Taconic Learning Center, is Larry Rand and Tom Grunewald. Larry and Tom, thanks for joining us again today.
And thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure, Marshall.
And it's a pleasure to say that whatever we talk about right now will be in person at Noble Horizons and Gear. And, of course, that is pending anything that might change in the future. But I think we're pretty safe, guys.
In fact, Marshall, I don't mean to correct, but we do have some of the courses that are going to be in person. But as far as I know, because this is the way we set it up, several of the instructors still would prefer to have their classes on Zoom. So what we'll do as we describe these courses, we'll indicate whether they are in person or on Zoom.
And once again, if people want more information, taconiclearningcenter.org. But let's talk about the courses. And I know that you have a lot of great courses that cover a lot of great segments. Tom, why don't we start off with you? What courses do you want to cover here?
Well, I entitled it Frick and Frack in the Theater because Macy Levin and I are going to do a two-man class. Zoom has done something very, very helpful for us, in that they now can let us have a side-by-side visual conversation without flipping back and forth. So the their Spotlight program, which hopefully we can handle, will have Macy and me on the same screen talking to each other, even though he'll be at his house and I'll be at my house.
Ain't technology
and we will again be able to open up to the class. And what we're going to be talking about is our very separate careers, which joined when I came into the northwest corner and met Macy Levin, and he hired me. And we've worked together and become friends. Like Frick and Frack. So it should be fun. And we've broken it down into who we are and what we've done, and then specific issues like auditions and casting, which are very different coming from his world and mine. He primarily in academia, and I in the professional theater. And we go on to dealing with new scripts with writers and composers and our directing techniques. And then we get to do some gossip with what we're calling battle stories. What went wrong with rehearsals and productions and the critics, of course. So that should be fun.
That sounds like it should be a lot of fun, guys. Just for me, just seeing you two together and talking, and then the battle scars, that should be a lot of fun for people. And, of course, the ones in between where people can actually learn about directing scripts and things like that. But just to hear the wealth of information from you two should be a lot of fun on its own.
All right. On Tuesday mornings, I will be resuming the documentary film course series that I started a number of years ago, and it's on marginalized Americans. This term, the focus will be on LGBTQs and the progress that they have made, as well as the efforts of a number of state governments to thwart that progress. So I will be doing this in person at Noble Horizons starting on April the 19th, and there'll be four sessions at least, and we'll see if we can go more than that. Also on Tuesday, but in the afternoon and on Zoom, Bob Rumsey is going to be giving a course on Mark Twain and the Gilded Age. And in his own words, Mark Twain was the most famous American period, both at home and abroad. Almost single-handedly, he popularized American literary culture and gave it a place at the international table. To top it all off, Mark Twain has become the most famous alias in world literature. So this will be a most interesting and powerful course, given once again.
Larry, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, you just chopped out for a second there.
Oh, I'm not sure why.
Yeah, anyway, it's our phone company's why.
Oh, you know what it is? I think somebody's calling me.
Well, we can forget about that.
Oh, definitely.
All right. So now, Tom, are you going to talk about Milton's
sure.
Paradise?
Linda Nyberg is doing a Zoom class. Which is going to be, I think, very, very interesting and visual as well. She's doing Milton's Paradise Lost and William Blake's illustrations for Paradise Lost. And the PowerPoint presentation of the Blake illustrations, along with the material from the Milton poetry together, ideal for Zoom. And I just to go back to Bob Rumsey's class about Mark Twain, the amount of illustrative material that he can get together on Zoom will make that a very interesting Zoom class as well.
All right, let's go on to music, the blues.
Yes, yes indeed. John Robinson is giving in person at GEAR on Thursday mornings a review of American Blues. And I love the title of his course, Three Queens and a Pair of Kings. No, we're not playing poker. We're listening to the blues. And he will take a look at a truly American music and how it came about. This will be a lot of fun, this course, and some very good listening.
And then we've got play reading of Shakespeare.
Again, yeah, we go back to Zoom. And Bob Rumsey is continuing his Shakespeare readings. England's kings, surefire hits, and what he's talking about is, and what they will be reading, the class, Henry VI, Part 2, Richard II, and King John. And the common theme in all these plays is the need for the English state to fend off foreigners and control the rabble, and to accomplish these ends, the occupants of the throne need to be worthy of it. It's political. Yeah, it's going to be political.
Well, really, what is it nowadays?
That's for sure.
So now, the spring term registration is open. When does the spring term actually start?
Well, the first course will be Tom's.
Yep,
and that begins on April the 18th, a week from today.
Now, we will also tell people that if they don't sign up in time for the first course, they can still sign up for these courses.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I will be recording my courses, my classes, and so if people are registered and have to miss for whatever reason, they can pick it up and as a recording by going on to the website, and the directions for getting to the recording are right there. We have to assume that I'm going to push the right button to record.
But you know what? We talk about this. Just imagine, since we've been talking, and because of COVID, basically, the technological improvements that have been made that make actually the courses fuller and richer.
True, and it also expands the number of people who can listen and, in effect, be at the course.
Now, what's the best way for people to register?
They can register online, and I think that is the way that they should do it this time. I'm not sure whether a written registration form has been mailed out. I do not think it has this year.
On the website, you can request that.
All right, and the website is taconiclearningcenter.org. And when you get there, you'll see the information about the spring term and about the center. But down the left side, that's where you can choose. You can see the course listings. You can make a donation. You can also register. All that's available very easily online. And once again, let's go over the fact about the donations.
The expected donation is $60, and that enables for a full year a member to attend any and or all of the courses.
I just think it's a great way to keep one's mind active, to learn some things, and just keep active. And also, that $60 helps support the Taconic Learning Center itself.
Yeah, because we do have expenses, even though we don't have as many venue commitments here, because we have been getting help from getting help to Gear and Noble Horizon, but the Zoom class and the recording is expensive.
Yeah, I can tell you that. There's when you want to do it the right way, you just can't sign up with the regular service. You've got to pay a little extra to get it well done.
Right.
Well, once again, it's the spring semester, the spring term of the Taconic Learning Center, and you can register for any or all of these classes, taconiclearningcenter.org. And it's great to hear your guys' voices again.
Well,
it's good to be with you, Marshall.
Absolutely.